This is Ted Kennedy. Republicans in the Senate made a serious mistake in blocking President Clinton's economic stimulus for the economy. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, when Republican senators filibustered President Clinton's economic stimulus, you were aiming at the White House, but you hit the economy instead. The stimulus is a key part of the president's three-part plan to revive the economy. Short-run stimulus to stop the recession, long-term investment in needed priorities, and major deficit reduction. The three parts of the plan are like a three-legged stool. Weaken the stimulus leg, and the whole stool may topple over. This recession hasn't ended yet, Al. The long-run plan won't work if the economy slips back into recession, as it kept doing under the failed Republican policies of the past. Don't keep saying the stimulus wasn't paid for, Al. It was paid for, and many times over, by the deficit reduction part of the plan.
Then let me say it again, Ted. It's not paid for. There is $19 billion in spending in the stimulus plan and only $15 billion in domestic cuts in all of the 5 years of the so-called deficit reduction plan. Guess just where that puts us, pal? Hip deep in new taxes and no spending cuts at all. But no thanks to you and Clinton. The Congress, to its credit, did cut $66 billion more than the president asked for. And how did our president respond? By thumbing his old nose at both Republicans and Democrats who were demanding more cuts in spending. Ted, with the exception now of Cuba, North Korea, and China, socialism has been repudiated worldwide. But it sure hasn't taken long for Americans to see that socialism is being given new life in Washington, D.C. by these so-called new Democrats. Boy. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.